All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we are back with more in Yochu. So let's go ahead and get started. However, he's not here. Misaki's nowhere to be seen. Did the slippery bastard turn tail and run? Classes should be in session soon, but he's not in his own classroom either. Maybe he took a day off, or he's just late? Whatever. There's nothing we can do other than to come back later. Yeah, I guess you're right. We confirmed there was demonic presence just yesterday, and now he up and vanishes? Could be more coincidence, of course, but I have a really bad feeling about this. With no other options, Yamato and I returned to our classroom. We were so fired up to get to the bottom of this, only to be immediately shot down. And that bad feeling I've been having is only growing stronger. Hopefully Misaki will actually be there in the office next time we go. But if he's not... I guess we'll just deal with that when it happens. We have plenty of other things to worry about anyway. With him being the deputy principal, he can't exactly afford to stay absent for too long. All we gotta do is keep collecting evidence until he shows his face again. I bite my lip, keeping my gaze fixed on the blackboard. Wait for us, Takeru. We're coming for you. However, even after first and second period, Misaki still isn't here. There's nothing we can really do about that, though. We'll just have to pursue other avenues. You think Sui's around? I peek into the classroom from the hallway. We're gonna need Sui's help for what we're about to do. Oh, there she is, sitting on her own. Hey, Sue! Hey there, Sui. Yamato? Yamato called out to her so loudly that it completely overpowered my own voice. Needless to say, he also startled everyone else in the room with that stunt. Blushing from ear to ear, Sui awkwardly gets up from her desk. Yo, Sui, I hope we're not bothering you. Anyway, we have a bit of a favor to ask. Ignoring the fact that everyone else is staring daggers at him, Yamato boldly marches into the classroom. Yamato, you just can't... Sui hurries over to Yamato in a panic, then quickly ushers him out of the room. There we go. Huh? What's gotten into you, Sui? Can't we just... We should talk in the hallway. Seriously, you marched in there like you own the place. Huh? What the hell are you talking about? Yamato is being characteristically clueless. You draw too much attention, Yamato. Sui's shoulders droop while she blushes up a storm. She doesn't handle attention very well, it seems. I'm sorry, Sui. Yamato wouldn't know tact if it hit him in the face. Excuse me, you know that's not true. I just don't fuss over all the little things. Yeah, and that's what we in the real world call being tactless. Please don't fight. You'll just draw even more attention to us. Some of the nearby students are starting to stop and give us looks. Stuck sandwiched between us, Sui grows more and more embarrassed as our argument escalates. Crap, we've put her in a difficult spot. Sorry about that, Sui. So, anyway, we actually need your help with something. Sure, if it's within my power. Sui gives us a sheepish smile, no doubt relieved that we've finally gotten to the point. So you see, I'd like to investigate the indoor pool after classes are out. So I was wondering if you could maybe lend me your swimsuit? My swimsuit? Yeah, I want to see if I can find any clues left by Takeru. I've already looked around the pool, but not inside the water. But you can't exactly buy any swimsuits nearby, and I don't really have any time to track one down. So that's when we figured we'd ask you. I mean, I'd be totally fine with skinny dipping, but... I give Yamato a hearty smack before he spouts any more nonsense. He doesn't seem too happy about it, but I just ignore him. Do you happen to have it on you? Don't worry, I'll make sure to wash it before giving it back. Yes, I do. I had swimming class today. Sui seems to hesitate for a moment. Oh, I guess it must feel a little awkward to just lend someone your swimsuit, right? I get that, but... Oh, it's not that, really. I don't mind lending it to you, Makoto, but, her voice trails off at the end. Would it be alright if I did it myself? Her suggestion is out of left field. In fact, it leaves both myself and Yamato thoroughly stunned. You really want to? Seriously? Well, wait, no! No, absolutely not! It'd be way too dangerous! I protest the idea in a panic. We can't just let someone who's not even a hunter do that for us. Look, I'm really glad you offered to help, but we can't expose you to danger. Besides, you can't use any spells. I suppose you're right. She looks somewhat dispirited. No doubt feeling a little sorry for her, Yamato proceeds to speak up. But, well, it's just checking out the pool for a bit, you know? She could handle that much. Huh? Are you completely out of your mind? We have no idea where those demons could be lurking. Sui can't even cast a single spell. Sure, but Sui's got a pretty high spiritual affinity, no? I bet she could totally pull it off if we showed her the basics. Do you hear yourself? What if something happens to her? What's your plan? Come on, think about it. While she's in the water, the both of us can act as backup, but if you were the one to do it... Oh, okay. Well, I suppose it'd be harder for just one person to keep watch. When he puts it like that, Sui's suggestions makes a bit more sense. I wouldn't actually have much to do in the pool. But if we were attacked, being separated from Yamato would make it harder to deal with. By sending Sui into the pool, it allows both me and Yamato to ensure that no harm comes to her. So that way might actually be better. Exactly. And Sui said she's up for it, so why not give it a shot? Am I right, Sui? Huh? Well, yeah, I do want to help. See? She just wants to help. Also, I want to see her in the swimsuit. And maybe, just maybe, I want to see a little more than that. So, that's been your goal this whole time? God, I should have known when you kept insisting. Seriously! I give a stupid face another obligatory smack before heaving a deep sigh. That said, Sui's assistance could help us out a great deal. But I'm not entirely comfortable with entrusting this to a complete amateur. But if we have her back, it should be fine. Okay then, can we count on you, Sui? Are you sure? Can I? I mean, I know I'm being selfish, but... I I just want you to promise you'll do exactly as I say. No crazy stunts, alright? Sure, thank you so much, Mikoto. She's instantly all smiles. In fact, I'm even spotting some tears in the corners of her eyes. Sui, why are you so happy about this? Oh, well, I've never been able to help anyone, but finally there's something even I can do, so... Looking slightly embarrassed, Sui responds in short, measured fragments. Would something like that really bring a person to tears? Then again, considering Sui's personality, even a small suggestion like this probably took a lot of bravery from her. It sort of makes you want to avoid letting her down, you know? I mean, it's kind of admirable, I guess. Alright, then we'll meet you at the pool after classes. Alright, I'll see you there. She gives us a parting smile before returning to her classroom. Oh man, I'll get to see Sui in all her jiggly glory. I can't wait. Oof. Yamato's being a sex pest again, so I promptly introduce my fist to his face. Phew, that felt good. After classes. Ha, phew. Sorry, I was on cleaning duty. And I couldn't come any earlier. Sui runs up to us sounding very much out of breath. Don't worry about it. More importantly, though. They're bouncing and jiggling and bouncing and jiggling. Where in the hell are you looking, you creep? Ah! Since Yamato's busy staring at Sui's chest, I take it upon myself to deliver a roundhouse kick to the back of his head. Damn. Jesus, ow! The hell's wrong with you? I could ask you the same thing. We have a job to do and you're staring at our boobs. Well, they're there, aren't they? They can't help that they're there. Ah, wah, but please stop fighting, you guys. Sui once again starts nervously fidgeting while the two of us are at each other's throats. Oh, it's okay, Sui. Feel free to ignore this living, breathing failure of a man. Who are you calling a failure, huh? Is there anyone else in here who fits the bill, dumbass? I shoot a mean glare at Yamato before turning back to Sui. I'm so done with him. So done. Anyway, let me explain what needs to be done, Sui. Oh, go ahead. Sui stands at attention. She looks slightly nervous. So the pool is obviously a place of water, and demons just love spots like that, do they? Oh, that's nice. Oh, it's not, they're demons. If Tekuro would hear, she'd look into the She'd look into both the pool and its vicinity. As for us, we've already investigated the poolside, but not the water. And that's where I come in? Exactly. You've got a strong spiritual affinity, so even though you can't cast any spells, if you use the seals I prepared, you should be able to detect spiritual auras. The process itself is simple. Carefully slide the seal under your swimsuit, then start swimming around in the pool. That's about it, really. Oh, that's it? That's really all I have to do? Yep, but anything could happen, so be careful. If you notice anything strange, get out immediately, okay? Oh, okay, I'll keep that in mind. We'll be keeping watch outside. If anything happens, we'll save you right away, so don't worry. Alright, thank you, Makoto. I'll go ahead and get changed then. Oh, should I tag along? I mean, if you... Oh yeah, I'll totally tag along. I gotta make sure the changing room is safe so that... Yamato very, very rudely interrupts. So I immediately knock him over like a sack of potatoes. Shit. Sui starts fidgeting as usual. I'm sensing a pattern here. Ah, thank you, but I think I'll be fine. I guess so. As for me, I think I should probably keep an eye on this dumbass over here. In any case, I'm not sensing any demons in or around the pool. Sui should be fine on her own while getting changed. We're counting on you, Sui. Sure thing, I'll be back in a jiffy. With that, she hurries off towards the changing room. However, she sure is taking a while. Yeah, she is. We've been waiting here for a while now, but there's still no sign of Sui. Even if we assume she's just taking her time, it's pretty unusual. So, she really should have been back now. Excuse me, she really should have been back by now, don't you think? I do, but... And then... Sui! We break into a sprint without a moment's hesitation. Damn it, I knew a demon. I should have known a demon would show up. Sui, you okay? Come on, you demon freaks. I'll make you regret that you were ever born. Yamato and I burst into the change room, nearly taking the door itself with us. But then... Huh? We come face to face with a pair of soft, white, bouncing things. With her breasts exposed for all present to see, Sui stares at us like she's generally seen a ghost. Whoa! 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 Don't look! Coinciding with Yamato's shout of surprise, Sui goes red from the head to toe while sounding a loud, piercing shriek. Anyway, you get out, now! I literally kick Yamato out of the room. After slamming the door shut, I turn to address Sui. It was a It was a what? It was all black, and it scared me. Ah! A violently trembling Sui tries stammering out a few words while being covered in goosebumps from top to bottom. Whatever she saw, she's too shaken up to even say its name. Ugh, he saw everything. Yamato saw my boobs! That said, despite the encounter she just had, Sui appears far more traumatized by the fact that her lady parts were exposed. Sorry about that, Sui. We thought you were being attacked by a demon. Don't worry, though. I'll give him a beating so hard he'll forget all about what he saw. It's okay, this was my fault. I shouldn't have shouted the way I did. So please, don't be too harsh on Yamato, okay? Really? Well, if you say so, I probably shouldn't dwell on it too much. Besides, we have more important matters to attend to. Either way, let's get you changed so we can get started. We're counting on you. Sure. After getting the conversation back on track, I hastily leave the changing room. Phew, oh boy. Luckily, the investigation itself goes off without a hitch. After swimming a few laps in the pool, Sui climbs out of the water, promptly gets changed, and hands me back the seal I gave her. I knew it. Check it out, Yamato. The runes appearing on the seal, they're... Those are Takaru's. They've gotta be. I'm sensing her spiritual energies, too. While I was in the water, I sensed something that reminded me of Takaru. Or rather, it was like I had touched something, I think. I see. That confirms my suspicions. Takaru cast a spell here. No doubt about it now. You think Misaki will show his lion face tomorrow? We ought to catch the bastard and make him fess up. Agreed, the pool was never mentioned in that report, but I'm most certainly picking up Takaru's presence here, so... Yeah, there's no way in hell Takaru simply forgot to mention it. In other words, we can safely assume the report was forged. All that's left to do is drag Misaki out of whatever hole he's crawled into. Or we could search for Takaru first. We could use Takaru's magical footprint to hone in on our exact location. Too bad the only one who excels at doing that is Takaru herself. Oh, almost forgot. Thank you so much, Sui. You were a huge help. Hell yeah, you did great, Sui. Thanks, guys. A blushing Sui gives us a warm smile. That said, we can't keep on relying on her forever. Anymore, and we'd definitely be putting her in danger. We simply can't guarantee your safety. Sui, I think it'd be best if we conducted the remainder of our investigation without you. We need to find Takaru and, well, we'll probably end up fighting actual demons. Oh, but I... Look, we're generally grateful for everything you did, Sui, but let the pros handle the rest, alright? Trying to find Takaru while also having to protect someone who can't use spells, but let's just say that'd be a tall order for only the two of us. Yeah, I'm glad even Yamato understands that much. Sui looks disheartened for a brief moment, but then... I see. I suppose you're right. I understand. Anyway, thanks for letting me help you, even if it wasn't much. She smiles. I'll be rooting for the both of you. I'll help you find Takaru. Thanks, we will. We give her a reassuring nod. That's right, we need to find Takaru as soon as possible. Faint traces of her presence still remain here. If we can follow its trail, then maybe... I hand Sui a seal, just to be on the safe side, then send her on her way. Once she's gone, the two of us resume our investigation. Yamato, help me out. Sure thing. Yamato places his hand on my back, and the two of us focus our spiritual energies to probe for Takaru's presence. I'm not entirely comfortable with it, but this should allow us to greatly widen the scope of our search. Why does it have to be your back anyway? Would have preferred your tits, to be honest. I could give him a good massage and get you all ready and focused. I make a point of completely ignoring Yamato's inane blathering behind me. By the laws that govern heaven and earth, I focus my mind while reciting the spell. Meanwhile, Yamato concentrates his energies into the palm he's placed on my back. However, no matter how intensely I focus, it's still pretty hard. Twice as hard, to be precise. It's like trying to ride a bike with two people, and with your eyes closed. Almost there. Just a bit more, and it's like my already electrified consciousness is being pulled at all directions to be stretched out far and wide. We both channel our energies into that ever-expanding mesh. Not yet, but it's getting closer. Just a bit more, Tekaru. I focus on her presence and snap! It's almost like a tiny explosion going off at the very edge of my expanded consciousness. It disrupts my focus, ending the spell. Whoa! Yamato yells out after having held his breath for so long. Find anything, Mikoto? Phew, yeah, I picked up something, I think. We're both severely out of breath. This concentration and sheer presence of mind required for spells like... Excuse me. The concentration and sheer presence of mind required for spells like this is immense. It was definitely Takeru's energy I felt there. And something demonic, too. At the same place, I take it? Yeah, there's a decent chance that Tucker is being held captive by a demon. Whatever I felt was entirely unpleasant. Almost if Takaru's aura was entwined with something demonic. The gymnasium! It's coming from the gymnasium! Let's go then! Before I can even finish my sentence, Yamato breaks into a run. I follow him from behind. As we run off, I can tell that we're both growing increasingly more anxious. The school gymnasium always feels intimidatingly large, gloomy, and quiet, regardless of the time of day. But now... Yamato, can you feel that? I mean, I'm sure you can. Yeah, I definitely can. I feel it even before we step foot inside the gymnasium. This place is teeming with demonic energies. How do they hide a demonic aura this powerful? Probably with a barrier? Then again... It doesn't feel like I've stepped into a barrier field, though. Normally, when I pass through a demonic barrier, I can feel an unpleasant prickling at my skin. But there was nothing of that sort when I came in here. Assuming they lowered the barrier on purpose. Yeah, that would make this a trap. An obvious one, too. They must be pretty confident. They expected us. They knew we'd be coming despite realizing it was a trap. We're desperate to find Tekaru after all. We could almost call this a hostage situation in a way. Fine. I wouldn't want to disappoint them. If it gets me closer to Tekaru, I... Ready, Yamato? Yeah, stay sharp, Mikoto. You too. We walk forward without even looking at each other. I focus my energies, channeling them to my palm. With a spell on standby, I'm able to summon Raiko at a moment's notice. It's there, in the equipment room. That's where all these demonic energies are emanating from. I signal to Yamato with my eyes. He gives me a silent nod in response. As I place my hand on the door, I feel no attack coming nor any resistance from the other side. I take a deep breath and then... Bam! We kick the door open hard enough to nearly tear it off its hinges, then charge into the room. Once inside, I'm the first to speak up. I notice the outlines of a dark silhouette. However, the person it turns out to be... Misaki! Oh, man. Things are really starting to heat up, guys. But that's where we're going to end off for right now with Inyochu. And definitely catch us later for more Inyochu on Grimm's Hentai Corner.